Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome into episode number 26 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. So great to be back with you this week. I hope everyone navigated last week very well and is looking forward to the upcoming few weeks. Hopefully you have a few days off and you can celebrate the holidays, certainly here in the United States and wherever you are across the world. I hope that you get a little time off and you can do a little downtime and have a little reflection and just really enjoy yourself over these next couple weeks. I wanted to share a review. I've been doing this for the last couple podcasts and would encourage you to continue to review this if you find this information helpful. Can't say thank you enough for those of you who continue to listen, who continue to reach out, send me texts, send me emails, and for those of you who have also rated and reviewed the podcast, just really appreciate that. This is from Verch5. It says, I'm an avid listener to podcasts, and I constantly strive for self-improvement. This is the best podcast I've come across. What I love most about it, in comparison to many other podcasts I've listened to, is that you can tell Darren isn't simply hosting these because he wants to say something. He clearly spends time thinking about how someone on the receiving end will consume his words. That's the most important part of the communication that many people completely swing and miss on. I've been able to pull one or two things from every single episode that have given me pause, reflection, and feeling that I can continue to self-improve. Well worth the listen. Well, listen, I can't say thank you enough for that review. Exactly what I try to do each week. I really want to speak to you out there, the listener. And one of the things that I really, you know, just sit and try to center myself before I get on the mic and record these is I really try to think, you know what, there's one person out there that really needs to hear this. And it just so happens that week after week, it seems like there's more than one person, which is wonderful. But to me, if I can help one person on the other end of the mic, then we've won that week. And so, Verch5, whoever you are, wherever you are, really appreciate that review and really appreciate you continuing to listen. So just wanted to say that first and foremost. Also wanted to mention that you'll start seeing, and if you continue to share the podcast with other listeners, which I really appreciate, you'll start seeing it show up on a few other platforms, iHeartRadio being one, Amazon Music being one. So there's several other platforms that the podcast will start showing up over the next couple weeks. So you can encourage your friends and family and others that you think would benefit from this material to check me out on various platforms, whichever one they feel the most comfortable with. I know some people like iTunes, some people like Apple Music, some people like Spotify. So whatever that platform is that you like the best, Hopefully I'll show up there and be able to continue to deliver this content. So this week, kind of continuing the theme of holidays and spending time at the holidays, I wanted to really hone in on really talking to you about those of you out there who are facing the holiday season alone. And I certainly am no stranger to this. Several years ago, I went through a divorce and found myself alone during the holidays. And for people that have never experienced that, and for people who have never experienced loneliness at that level, it's really hard to explain to them what you're going through. It was always hard for me to understand how someone could feel so lonely or so empty inside, or even, you know, for those who would fall into some type of depression, really the empathy side of me really had a tough time understanding that because I had never been through it. And once you go through it, you certainly understand it extremely well. You know, it's certainly like someone coming out of addiction or going through addiction. They certainly understand what that addiction's like better than someone who has not been through that or has traveled down that road, or someone who's lost a close loved one, or someone, you know, whatever that loss is or whatever that thing is that you've had to go through in life. You come out on the other side, and you can certainly, it's easier for us to feel empathy for someone else because we've been through it, because we understand what that feeling's like. And so backing up almost 10 years ago now, when I found myself alone, it was the first time in my life when I really felt like I had nowhere to turn. And I know when you feel like that, and when you're going through that, it can really be a hopeless feeling, right? It can be a feeling of just, you just feel utter despair. You feel like the whole world is caving in around you. You feel like no one understands. And ultimately, you know, it's really easy to feel alone. And so if you're facing that throughout this holiday season, I want to give you some things today to hopefully help you navigate this process, and hopefully help you navigate this time in your life just a little bit better. And it's some tools that I wish I had had. And I think if I had these tools 10 years ago, then certainly I would have been in a better place throughout this season of my life. And hopefully this is something that you can navigate through, work through, and come out all for the better on the other side. So regardless of what type of loneliness you're feeling, or regardless of what type, you know, maybe it's a tragic loss that you've had, or maybe, you know, in my case, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's a breakup, maybe you just find yourself away from family. You know, maybe you're away from your kids, maybe you're away from your parents for the first time, maybe you're away from your spouse because of whatever mitigating circumstances are going on. Maybe it's COVID related, maybe it's not COVID related, but regardless, you find yourself in this situation. I want you to notice what your brain is telling you. What does your brain tell you about the situation? And some of you are like, well, what do you mean? Well, what are you thinking? You know, what comes up in your mind? What comes up in your mind when you're sitting there, when you're at your house, when you feel like you're alone? Just notice what your brain is telling you, and don't judge it. You know, so many times we judge ourselves, and we judge what we think, because we don't think we should think that way. We don't think we should feel that way. But I don't want you to go there. I just want you to notice it. And if you hear your brain saying, you should be, right? I should be with my family. I should be with my kids. I shouldn't be feeling this way. I should be with my loved one. My loved one should be here. Anytime you start to hear yourself say the word should, I want you to think, Darren said, don't should on myself. And what I mean by that is, anytime we say we should, we need to realize that no, it really shouldn't be, because it's not. Because it's not. So for whatever reason this year, that you find yourself alone, when you start to go down that road, well, I should be with family, I want you to stop and just think, no, I shouldn't be, and I shouldn't be because I'm not. Now, where do I go from here? And begin to understand that where you are and what you're thinking, right, is different from, it's different from you. It's different from the circumstance. When you start to continually think about the shoulds, right, what does that lead to? That leads to feelings of frustration. It leads to feelings of unrealistic expectations, which is another great question to ask yourself. What expectations have you put on yourself and why? Who are you ultimately trying to please? So for me, I go back in time and I think about those expectations that I had. Well, I should be with my kids. I should still be married. Maybe I shouldn't have got divorced. I should, you know, whatever it is to make this in my mind at the time to make this right. Well, no, I shouldn't, because life happens, and life happens for a reason, right? Everything happens for a reason. I was actually in the very place I was supposed to be then, just like you're in the very place you're supposed to be now, even if it doesn't feel like it. And when you think about those expectations, right, for so many of you, you think every holiday you're supposed to be with family because that's what's expected. Or you think you're supposed to go to dinner at this certain place, right, because that's maybe a tradition or that's the expectation. Well, it's different now, right? This is a different time. It's a different season. It's a different year. It may not always last and be this way. Quite frankly, it probably won't always be this way. But for this year, it is. And so when you put those unrealistic expectations on yourself, it again, it adds pressure to you and undue pressure for yourself. Because ultimately, who are you trying to please? So many of us are trying to please everyone else, right? We're trying to please our kids, or we're trying to please our spouse, or we're trying to please our parents, or we're trying to please, you know, our friends, or we're trying to please Facebook, or we're trying to please Instagram. We're all trying to please someone else. And ultimately, the only person that you need to please is you. You're only responsible for you. And the thing to keep in mind is that your mental health, right, and your health is more important than anything else right now, because you've got to take care of you. Because if you don't do that, then no one else can become their best selves, because there's too much stuff going on out there, right, and too much stuff going on in you trying to fix everybody else, that no one else can kind of do their own thing. And that's what you need to realize. Let people be people, right? Let your kids be your kids. Let the other folks be their folks, whoever that is, and you be you, and you take care of yourself. And so here are some things that I want you to consider this holiday season when you find yourself alone. And they may be a little different than what you've heard in the past, because I try to come at this in a little different way, because everything to me starts and ends in the brain, right? If we can get what we're thinking right, then everything else will trickle and fall into place, right? Our thoughts produce our feelings, which lead to our actions, which produce our results. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Now, that may be a question that you're like, well, what do you mean, how do I want to feel? And the reason this is important is because so many times we think, oh, I want to be happy. You know, I want to be light and joyful and friendly and just, you know, pleasing. And ultimately the word comes back, I want to be happy. Well, if you're sitting there by yourself during the holiday season, there's probably going to be a time where you don't really want to be happy, because you're not. And what we do so many times is we try to trick our brains into something that our brains knows better than, right? Or our brains are working against us. Because when our brains are saying, you know what, you've got all these expectations, it's not supposed to be like this, you should be doing that, your brain is thinking one thing in one area, and then in the other area, you're going, oh no, but I'm supposed to be happy, I'm supposed to be happy, I'm supposed to be happy. And what happens is you end up being miserable. And so I want you to ask yourself, really, how do you want to feel? Because for some of you, and even for me, especially during that time, if I'd known this, right? Because you just sit there and you wallow and you think, oh, I shouldn't feel like this. But really, I should have felt like that. I should have taken time to say, you know what? I just want to be sad. I just want to feel lonely for a little while, and I want to be sad. And I want to feel all of that. And so for some of you out there, this is life breathing for you, because if you'll just allow yourself to feel the emotion that you really want to feel, then once you get to the other side of that, you'll find a little bit of relief. And it'll be the exact thing that you're looking for, but you just don't know how to get there because you were trying to feel happy when everything around you was telling you should feel sad. So whatever the feeling is, right? Whatever the emotion is, I'm going to tell you what that is. You know what that is for you, but I want you to ask yourself, how do you want to feel? And then step two, the second part of this is I want you to plan a specific time to actually feel that emotion. So plan a specific time. So if, you know, if you've got some time on a Saturday and you say, you know what, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, I'm going to get up, I'm going to have my coffee, I'm going to do all my stuff, but at 10 o'clock, I'm really going to get into this and I'm going to feel sad. That's what I'm going to do. And I want you to really get into that emotion. I don't want you to try to fight it. I want you to feel it. I want you to embrace it. I want you to notice where it comes up in you. Where does it come up in your body? And really just let it out. Let it flow. Right? It could be anger. Some of you are just angry at this time. You're angry at the situation. You're angry at an ex-spouse. You're angry at a spouse. You're angry at your kids. You're angry at your parents. Some of you are just angry. You need to let that out. It could be a deep sadness. You're just sad. You just feel, you know, you've lost someone. You just feel this deep sadness, and you want to feel sad about it. For some of you, it's a feeling of overwhelm. You've got all of this stuff going on. You think all of these people are looking for you to provide. They're looking for you to provide, you know, for your family, or they're looking for you to provide at work, or they're looking for you to have all the answers to their questions, or, you know, whatever that is. So you feel this overwhelm. Maybe for some of you, it's just the opposite. Maybe for some of you right now, even though you're alone, you feel grateful. And you actually feel content. And so you want to spend some time just sitting there and feeling that emotion of gratefulness and feeling how content you are, even though you're going through a season of loneliness or a season where you didn't expect it to be the way it is, but you've actually found a way to be content. So it could be both perceived as, you know, not necessarily that emotion's positive or negative. It depends on how you look at it. But it could be either way, right? But specifically for those of you who are just in that deep state of sadness or that deep state of anger, you know, I want you to sit there and notice where that emotion is in your body. For so many of us, especially us men, I was on a call this past week, and I was asking my client, I said, you know, where does that come up in your body? And he started giving me all these thoughts, and I said, I'm not looking for thoughts. I'm looking for feelings. Where does it actually come from? What is that sensation in your body? Where does it come from? And then we start talking. He's like, oh, it's in my gut. You know, I feel it in my gut, and then I feel it in my shoulders, and I feel it in my heart, and I feel it in my neck, and I feel it. So when you start to sit there and you start to really sit through that emotion of anger, you sit through that emotion of just being lonely, or you sit through that emotion of sadness, just let it come up. Take your time with it. This may be, it could be a 15-minute process for some of you. It could be an hour process for some of you. It could be a two-hour process. Just take your time, let your emotions flow. If you find yourself, you know, crying, that's fine. If you find yourself just sitting there, just almost feeling exhausted after it, that's fine. Whatever it is, just let it come up and let it come through you. And when you can do that, you're learning to process an emotion all the way through its entirety in your body. Most of us never learn to do that. Most of us never fully process an emotion, whether it's good or bad. Most of us, when we're happy, we never take the time to really feel and process that emotion of happiness all the way through to where we can just really feel elated throughout our bodies. Well, we certainly don't do it when we're the opposite, when we're upset, right, or when we're angry. And when you can do that, and when you can sit in that, and when you can make yourself get to the other side, you're gonna find some relief. You're gonna find some relief. So after that, you know, at some other point, I want you to spend some time just being grateful. Spend some time being grateful for all of the things that you do have. Look around your house. Look around your apartment. Look around whatever space you're living in. At the time, I was living in a basement apartment. It was a nice basement apartment, but literally, I'm living in a basement apartment alone by myself during the holidays. Okay? So you could be wherever you are. It doesn't matter. But I was still had things to be grateful for, right? I had a great job. I had a great family. Really, I had great kids. They just weren't with me. I had water. I had food. I had heat. You know, I had a bed. All of the things. I had a car. All of the things that I had and that you have that you can be grateful for and that you can be thankful for. Anytime you can sit down and you start to write these things out and you write out all of the stuff in your life that you're grateful for, it tends to put things in perspective, doesn't it? Because then you realize all of this stuff that you've allowed and that your brain has told you is so awful and so bad and so terrible that you're having to deal with and you're having to process through right now, all of it comes with a little different perspective, right? And even if that's been with great loss, you've still got things that you can be thankful for. Everyone has something they can be thankful for. If you've got clean drinking water, you've got something to be thankful for. So spend some time and be thankful. And then the last thing that I'll leave you with today is that I want you to actually plan out your day. So I want you to spend some time, and this may be even planning out your days, right? If you've got a 2 or 3 day stretch or a week stretch, whatever that looks like, and you're like looking around and you're going, man, this is just agony for me because I'm lonely. I've got nothing to do. I want you to plan out your day, right? Do something you've never done before. Do something you've never done before. Go somewhere, learn a new craft, right? Build something. You always want to start, you know, learning how to play the guitar or learning how to build something. I'm not very handy, but, you know, for some of you can really build out there. You want to build a bookcase. You want to paint a bookcase. I've got another client who built this sweet-looking credenza thing that went behind his couch. I'm like, you know, anything that you can do that will help get your juices flowing and keep you from sitting in a chair, right, watching the TV or just sitting there thinking about life because you've already been through and you've processed this emotion. You can do that as many times as you want as well. It's not like it's a one and done thing. You can do that every day if you'd like. But I want you to just plan your day, right? Get a calendar out, get a piece of paper out, get your phone out, however you like to calendar, and say, you know what, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to, you know, go to my favorite coffee shop. You know, I'm going to come back and then I'm going to start on this. I'm going to start learning something new and I'm going to start learning a new craft. You've got to learn to manage your brain and manage your thoughts, or your brain and your thoughts will manage you. And that's so important during this time, right? And so when you start to tell your brain, look, here's what we're going to do today. I've got a plan. We're not alone, right? We might be physically alone, but we're not alone. We've got other people in the world. I can call somebody. I can FaceTime somebody. I can text somebody. You know, that's something else that's good to do. And throughout your day, maybe you just plan, hey, I'm gonna FaceTime my kids if you're away from your kids. I'm gonna FaceTime my spouse. I'm gonna FaceTime my parents. However that is, right? But you're planning it. You're making a plan for it. Plan out your day. You can get through this season where you feel like you're lonely if you take the time to understand what you're thinking, why you're thinking it, and you come out with a plan on the other side of telling your brain, no brain, today I'm going to manage you. You don't get to manage me. Now, for some of you out there, you know, there are people who get to a point where they really need to talk to someone. I would encourage you to reach out. You know, if you get to a point, reach out to a therapist, reach out to a coach, reach out to someone. If you get to a point where you feel like you just can't take it anymore, find somebody that you can talk to, because now's the time to take action for yourself and to make sure that your mental health is the most important thing in your life. There is nothing you can invest in that's greater than your mental health. I can't wait to talk to you next week. If you need me, email me, drdarinwilson@gmail.com. That's drdarinwilson@gmail.com. Reach out to me. Reach out to someone. And I hope you have a fantastic week. And I can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarinwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.